Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a rare bipartisan gun law.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. The issue of gun control and Second Amendment rights is polarizing. Very few firearm-related bills have passed the Ohio legislature with broad bipartisan support. But legislation recently signed into law managed to find some common ground. Not one legislator voted against the Keep Them Safe Act, which aims to put time and distance between a person struggling with thoughts of suicide and their firearms. Whitney Austin with the Whitney Strong Foundation lobbied for this legislation. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for talking with us about this effort. What exactly is this legislation going to do?
When they're going through a mental health crisis, gun owners will be able to go to any participating gun shop and temporarily and voluntarily store their firearm there for as long as they need to.
And why wasn't that an option for gun owners before?
If you go to gun shops today, you know, prior to the legislation going into effect, there are a lot of concerns about storing firearms and really, for example, what would happen if they returned a firearm to someone and then some bad thing happened. So the key about this legislation is it's going to give participating gun shops and also law enforcement as well, civil immunity to store these firearms.
People in crisis might not be thinking clearly enough to want to store their firearms elsewhere. What evidence do we have that this explicitly voluntary storage option will prevent suicides?
So first off, this policy solution is new. And by way of research, there's not a lot yet. That's why we've got to get this going. But what we do know in regards to research is what we found is that gun owners are very comfortable with the idea of this solution. So when thinking about all the places a firearm could be stored, they rank this at the top of the list.
Many people who testified for this bill mentioned that in particular, it could help veterans. Patricia Cromrick was one of them. She lost her brother Carl to suicide. He suffered from PTSD after serving in the Afghanistan war. And she says she believes legislation like this could have made a difference for him.
If you can buy that person a little time where somebody can talk to them or just they can get past that moment, then often they can be helped.
How big of an issue are gun suicide deaths in Ohio?
Suicide is a big issue in Ohio. The greatest number of gun deaths, 59%, are attributed to suicide. So more gun deaths in this way than any other way. And also our veterans are disproportionately impacted. 77% of Ohio veterans who died by suicide used a firearm compared with 56% of the general population. And so these are multiple reasons why so many people were willing to come together to find a solution and to get something out there.
You both own firearms and have been a victim of them. What does this law mean to you personally?
It's almost 8 years. September 6th will be 8 years since my shooting. And, you know, every day we're affecting behavior change through our programming, through distributing gun locks and suicide prevention training, et cetera. But we've not yet, until now, had a legislative win in Ohio. And so that means the world to me, and it means that more will come. And with every policy change, that means lives will be saved. And that's the whole point.
That's Whitney Austin. She's the founder of the Whitney Strong Foundation, and she lobbied for the Keep Them Safe Act. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.